Heavily armed with umbrellas to combat torrential rain, thousands of Venezuelans went shopping in Colombia for food, medicines and even toilet rolls, which can't be found in their own supermarkets. Some took 8 hours to be bused to the San Antonio del Táchira crossing leading to Cúcuta in Colombia. Smuggling of subsidized foods and gasoline into Colombia led to armed gangs, one of which attacked and wounded 3 Venezuelan soldiers last August, and since then a sealed border has created this bottleneck. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro blames international enemies combining with homegrown subversives, sabotaging the economy. The opposition insists its decades of sole dependence on the declining petroleum industry, rampant corruption in official circles, and chronic mismanagement. Whoever's to blame, the common economic denominator is deprivation. Many are now calling for the border to be completely, officially, and permanently reopened, so the bridge between the two countries can serve as a vital lifeline in a time of severe recession. For Vatican Radio, James Blues reporting.